Welcome to our podcast. I am Linda Messer. My husband Ron and I invite you to join us in our weekly broadcast of A New Voice of Freedom. Welcome to Season 5 of A New Voice of Freedom, written by Ronald Keith Messer. This podcast is part of a series we call Stories of the New Testament, an appendage to a series of books written under the banner In Defense of Christianity. Podcast 42 is entitled The Parable of the Sheep and Goats.
The final parable in Matthew 25 is the parable of the sheep and the goats. Again, one of the primary purposes of the parables of Jesus is to teach us how to enter what Paul refers to as the third heaven, also referred to by Paul as the celestial glory, called by some the celestial kingdom, which is compared to the glory of the sun. The lesser kingdoms of heaven are compared to the moon, called by Paul the terrestrial glory, and the stars respectively. The 3 degrees of glory are separated by light: the sun, the moon, and the stars. They are all heavens. However, the Father and the Son dwell in the celestial or highest glory, and unless otherwise designated, every mention of heaven in the Holy Bible refers to the third or highest heaven, suggesting that is the only heaven we should hope for. As a prelude to the parable of the sheep and goats, we read in Matthew 25,
"When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory."
There are many images of the Son appearing in his glory, all of which refer to the glory of the Son.
Acts 26:13. "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them that journeyed with me." Revelation 1:14-16. "His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp 2-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength." Matthew 17:2. "And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light."
In the parable of the sheep and the goats, the sheep who are placed on his right refer to the righteous who are invited to live with him in his kingdom. In the parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 wise virgins represent those who are on his right, and the 5 foolish virgins represent those who are on his left.
Revelation 3:21. "To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne."
They too will also shine as the sun.
Matthew 13:43. "Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father."
Those who shine forth as the sun are referred to as sheep. All others are referred to as goats. We generally think of those who are referred to as goats as those who go to hell. However, the goats are not all evil. For example, in the parable of the talents, the slothful servant who buried his talent committed a sin of omission. Therefore, he was not invited into the joy of the Lord. However, that doesn't mean that he went to hell. The same with the 5 foolish virgins. Perhaps he just inherited a lesser kingdom comparable to the moon or the stars. When the shepherd, meaning Christ, separates the sheep from the goats, he doesn't slaughter the goats. Those who are referred to as goats are barred from living in his presence. But we don't know where they go. Not all evil is alike. And the justice of God, though noted for punishment, is really the great protector. It allows no injustice, or it would not be a perfect law. Without the law of mercy, none of us would get to heaven. Without the law of justice, there would be no heaven, or hell, or God.
And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats.
The condemnation of the goats is rather unnerving.
Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
We must keep in mind that the sheep refers strictly to the righteous who inherit the celestial glory. The goats refer to everyone else. It is unmerciful to think that all goats deserve the same reward or punishment. Christ came to save the world, not to condemn the world. However, from the above, it appears that at least some of the goats must suffer for their sins in hell. Also notice the similarity between the condemnation of the goats and the condemnation of the slothful servant who buried his talent.
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him that hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
If the purpose is to frighten us, it does a very good job. And as we know from Dante's Inferno, as well as many medieval paintings, man has applied his own nightmares as to what he thinks hell is like. Some have even improved on the biblical descriptions. I suppose until one experiences hell for himself, one can never really know what hell is like. I, for one, am not curious enough to find out from personal experience. However, in the book of Revelation, we have another variation of the parable of the sheep and the goats.
Revelation 21:7-8. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
In the above, John gives a more specific description of those goats who suffer in hell. In keeping with the parallelism common in the Old and New Testaments, in Revelation 22, John repeats the image with brilliant variation.
Revelation 22:14-15. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie.
It is essential to read John to help us understand both the parable of the talents and the parable of the sheep and goats together. Because not everyone who buries their talent, or everyone who does not inherit the celestial glory, deserves to suffer in hell. As you can see in the scriptures above, all those who must first suffer for their sins in hell commit the sins of commission. Those above are serious sins. But even for those listed above, once they have paid the last farthing for their sins, Christ offers hope for their release. We also read in John,
Revelation 20:10-15. And the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Notice from John above, there are two classes in hell. Those who are the sons of perdition, such as the devil and his angels and the false prophet, who remain in hell forever and are never released, their names are not written in the book of life. The second class, however, are those who are punished for their sins, but judged and rewarded for their works. It says, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. Only the sons of perdition are not written in the book of life. All others, once they have fully paid for their sins in hell, are released. Where do they go? Notice that the shepherd places the goats on his left, meaning they take a lower place.
And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left.
Rather than being referred to as a shepherd, the master is now referred to as the king. Notice what he says to his faithful followers.
Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
The law of inheritance is often referred to in the Holy Scriptures.
Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
That is one of the most enigmatic scriptures in the Holy Bible. We know by experience that the meek are often trampled on, taken advantage of, and conquered. Christ is speaking in celestial terms. To understand what he means, we must turn again to the book of Revelation, which is the key to the New Testament.
Revelation 21:1-7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven, saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
True followers of Christ shall inherit all things. We must remember, true followers of Christ are not sinless. Only Christ was sinless. True followers of Christ are those who recognize their sins and repent of them and strive to keep commandments.
Revelation 21:7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
To overcome means to repent, get back on the straight and narrow path. Paul tells us that those who inherit the celestial glory shall be joint heirs with Christ.
Romans 8:17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
However, what specifically separates the sheep from the goats? The five foolish virgins were the goats. The five foolish virgins were not sent to hell. They were barred from the marriage feast, from entering the presence of Christ. As already shown, it also echoes the parable of the talents. The wise servants, who doubled their talents, were invited to enter into the joy of the Lord. The unwise servant who buried his talent was barred from the joy of the Lord. The balance of Matthew 25 distinguishes the sheep from the goats in another way.
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me.
Clearly the sheep are those who showed charity or the love of Christ. The irony was that the righteous, or those compared to the sheep, were not aware of a fundamental principle of charity.
Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee?
Christ teaches the second great commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself.
And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me.
That is a new principle. Serving others is the same as serving God. That also sheds light on why the Lord condemned the man who buried his talent. God gave him the talent so that he could serve others, yet he buried it. In harmony with the parallel structure common in the Bible, Christ defines their sin. It is the sin of omission. Hardly something that someone would be condemned to everlasting burnings for.
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not.
Like the others, who unaware of their charity, they were unaware of their sin.
Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee, and hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee?
The Master teaches them the same lesson.
Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me.
Now we have the universal separation of the sheep from the goats. Notice the difference in wording from the harsh condemnation of those who deserve greater punishment. The tone is far different from the condemnation of the wicked.
And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto life eternal.
What is everlasting punishment? Everlasting punishment, as used here, is not everlasting hell. Everlasting punishment is forever being barred from living in the presence of God. It doesn't mean they will live in everlasting fire, or everlasting hell, or everlasting burnings. It means they will be rewarded for their works in an eternally blissful state. But they will not be allowed to enter the joy of their Lord and enjoy His presence forever.
Thank you for listening. Watch for our next podcast.